proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. In our study of the seven deadly sins, today we will focus upon lust. Though the term lust is often used to describe illicit sexual desires, it has a wider application as well. Basically, lust consists of having a strong desire to attain something that God does not want you to have. Lust involves sinful attitudes as well as sinful actions. In the first chapter of his epistle, James wrote that, quote, "Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed," unquote. Put another way, lust has its origins in an individual's proclivity to commit sin and gain something for himself. James continued, quote, "When lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death," unquote. Thus Jesus Christ said in his Sermon on the Mount, quote, "Whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart," unquote. Lust acts as a corrosive agent, eating up an individual from the inside, metaphorically speaking. A case study taken from Old Testament history illustrates this truism. As King David's oldest son, Amnon was heir to the throne of Israel. As such, he could expect to inherit a prosperous dominion. Unlike his father David, who, quote, "behaved himself wisely," unquote, Amnon allowed his lustful passion to master him and lead him on a path to destruction. His sin not only deprived him of a lofty future, it cost him his life. According to 1 Samuel chapter 13, Amnon had inordinate sexual desires for his half-sister, Tamar. However, he, quote, "thought it hard for him to do anything to her," unquote, because she was a virgin. The circumstance haunted him and frustrated him. He actually became physically ill over lust for Tamar. Amnon revealed his incestuous desires to his cousin Jonadab. The latter suggested that Amnon adopt a subterfuge by using his sickness as a means of getting Tamar to be alone with him. Then, he could satisfy his lust by having sexual intercourse with her, whether or not she was willing to do so. Amnon liked that plan and put it into effect. He sent away any potential witnesses who could bear witness of his crime, or could come to Tamar's assistance should she cry out. After Amnon had her alone with him, he propositioned Tamar. When she refused to acquiesce to his desires, Amnon raped her. Once he satisfied his lust, quote, "Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her," unquote. He ordered a servant to send Tamar away. The author of 1 Samuel 13 noted that, quote, "when King David heard of all these things, he was very wroth," unquote. Under the Mosaic law, David could have had Amnon put to death. He could, at a minimum, have removed Amnon from his position as heir apparent to the throne of Israel. However, in the end, David did not do anything about Amnon's crime. Tamar had a brother by the name of Absalom. Absalom grew angry at Amnon for what he had done to his sister. 2 years later, Absalom had Amnon murdered. Amnon's lust led to his sin. His sin ultimately resulted in death. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.